الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, it is only with the tawfiq of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we continue our discussion on the seerat, on the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only when we know the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will develop a love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in turn will lead us to the love for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or you claim to love Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow my way of life, my sunnat. Then Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most merciful. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, the iman of one of you is not perfect until I am not more beloved to you than your father, your children, and all of mankind. We give preference to the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over everything else. And once we have that love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will translate into us following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inculcating the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our own personal lives. In our last discussion of seerat, we discussed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in Quba, in the locality of Banu Amr ibn Auf, for a few days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built the masjid in Quba. Allah refers to that in the Quran al-Kareem, la masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. This masjid was based on taqwa, based on piety, built with the intention to propagate tawheed and the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And contrary to that, there was another masjid, Masjid-e-Dirar. It had evil intentions. The purpose was to split the community and society. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala condemns that Masjid-e-Dirar. One masjid is accepted because of good intentions, and one masjid, apparently a masjid, which was not really a masjid, has been rejected because of bad intentions. It was on a Friday. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam now proceeded to Madinatul Munawwara from Quba. On the way, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came across a tribe, came across the locality of Banu Salim. It was a time for Jum'ah Salah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the khutbah and the Jum'ah Salat in the locality of Banu Salim. This was the first Jum'ah and the first khutbah after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam hijrat and came to Madinatul Munawwara. If I had time, I would have mentioned the entire khutbah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just to summarize, there were three important messages in that first khutbah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeatedly mentioned, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inculcate, develop in yourself taqwa. Inculcate within yourself Allah consciousness. This was repeatedly mentioned in the first khutbah, the first Friday khutbah in Islam. Second, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted the people to make abundant zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And third, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded the people of death, life after death, hisab and accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After having performed the Jummah Salah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam now proceeded to Madinatul Munawwara. There was a large group of Sahaba around Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were fully equipped, they were fully armed to escort Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam into Madinatul Munawwara. Now, as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proceeding to Madinatul Munawwara, the message has gone throughout Madinatul Munawwara that the Rasul of Allah is coming to Madinatul Munawwara. One can understand the happiness. One can understand the excitement. There was discussion of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to Madinatul Munawwara for the past few years. From the time the tribe of Aus and Khazraj invited Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come to Madinatul Munawwara while they were in the valley of Mina. And everybody was talking for a long time, expecting the Nabi of Allah coming. And finally the day came when the Rasul of Allah is now coming into Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he comes into Madinatul Munawwara, women, children, all are out of their homes to see their excitement, to celebrate the coming of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara. And that is where the famous ash'ar, the famous poems were mentioned. Tala'a al-badru alayna min saniyati al-wida. Wajaba ash-shukru alayna mada'a Allah da'in. Ayyuhal mab'uuthu fina ji'ta bil amri al-muta'. The translation of this poem is, and this poem was being said by almost everyone welcoming Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam into Madinatul Munawwara. The meaning of the poem is Tala'al Badru alayna. Badr actually refers to the 14th moon, the beautiful, meteorous 14th moon. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to Madinatul Munawwara, they referred to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Badr. They referred to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the 14th moon. Just as the 14th moon rises, the Rasul of Allah have now raised and come into Madinatul Munawwara. And he has come from Saniyatul Wada. There are quite a few Saniyatul Wadas in and around Madinatul Munawwara. And this one particular direction they were referring to, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming from that Saniyatul Wada. So therefore, wajaba shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da. It's wajib upon us. Everybody is telling, it's wajib upon us now to make shukr. We were waiting for so long for the Rasul of Allah to come. Now that he has come, it's wajib, compulsory upon us to make shukr, until there is a person that calls out unto Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal mab'uuthu fina. They address Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say that, O great personality who have been sent among us, جِئْتَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُطَاعِ, you have come with an order, you have come with a rule that it's wajib now for us to be obedient to you and to fulfill your orders and your commands. Now with this poem, this last statement, it was as though they were translating some verses of the Quran Kareem, in which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ فَاذَ فَوْذًا عَظِيمًا, that person obeys the Rasul of Allah, he had attained great success. So they were talking about itaat, obedience to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as though they were translating the verse of the Quran Kareem, أَتِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, obey Allah, obey the Rasul of Allah. And it was as though they were referring to another verse of the Quran Kareem, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, whatever the Rasul of Allah tells you to do, do. Whatever the Rasul of Allah tells you not to do, stay away from it. So, جِئْتَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُطَاعِ, that you have come with an amr, an order that has to be followed, that has to be carried out. In fact, the young girls from the tribe of Banu Najjar, they mentioned these ash'ar and these poems where they said, نَحْنُ جَوَارْ مِنْ بَنِي نَجَّارْ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ جَارْ. It says, the girls were saying, young girls, we are the young girls from the tribe of Banu Najjar. Now remember, why Banu Najjar? When we spoke about Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother Salma was from the tribe of Banu Najjar. And it was as though, apart from the Rasul being the Rasul of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's forefather come from their tribe, from the tribe of Banu Najjar. And they say, how fortunate we are now to be in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everyone else, men, women, everybody on their tongues, one statement has come, Ja'a Nabiyullah, Ja'a Rasulullah. Ja'a Nabiyullah, Ja'a Rasulullah. The Nabi of Allah has come, the Rasul of Allah have come. It was a long awaited issue, and now this thirst of theirs have been now quenched with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, it was as though everything brightened up. When Nabi Kareem sons came to Madinatul Munawwara, it was as though everything in Madinatul Munawwara brightened up. And in fact, the Habasha people, the people from Habasha, and according to one narration in Bukhari Sharif, it appears as though it refers to the people from Sudan. They welcomed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara with a show of archery. Nabi Kareem is coming to Madinah to Munawwara, all were happy, all were excited, and they welcome Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah to Munawwara with a show of archery and competing in archery. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the back of his camel, and on the side, on the right, on the left, they are the Ansars that are armed to escort Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah to Munawwara. But as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going with his camel, people on the right and the left, everybody is saying, Ya Rasulullah, my house. Ya Rasulullah, my house. Ya Rasulullah, my house. Some people holding the neck of the camel as though they want to take the camel into their house and their area. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tell them, Da'uha fa'innaha ma'mura. Leave this camel. This camel is ordered by Allah to go wherever it is meant to go. It was a wish and desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go by the Banu Najjar. Again, because Abdul Muttalib's mother, the great-great-grandmother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salwa, she was from the tribe of Banu Najjar. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to go there so that he could honor them. But on the other side, there were ardent followers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not want to hurt anyone and make anybody feel negative. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left it. And it's as though a mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place. That camel walked and it came right by where the present door of Masjid al-Nabawi is. It sat there. It woke up again and went little bit at a distance where the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu is. It remained there. It spread its neck out. That is when Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately went up by the camel and he took all the goods of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took it in his house as though it was a foregone conclusion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now going to be the guest of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, in the books of history, there's an amazing incident about the king of Tubba. In the Quran Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to this king, أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعْ. And historians have mentioned, Tubba كَانَ رَجُلًا صَالِحًا. He was a very pious person. In the past thousands of years ago he came. He was a king. So he once, with his large contingent of followers and ministers, they happened to travel going towards Sham, towards Syria. They happened to pass through Madinatul Munawwara. So in that, for among the followers and his ministers, there were people who have studied the book from the Ahl Kitab. When they came to Madinatul Munawwara, they observed, they immediately thought that this is the place where the final prophet and messenger is going to come. So they told to Tubba, send a message to him, that it's our wish and desire to remain here in Medina. We don't want to return home. This is the place where the final prophet and messenger is going to come, so we wish to remain here. So Tubba accepted that request of theirs, built houses for each one of those ministers, got everybody married, and he even wrote a note that when the final prophet and messenger comes, then give him this note of mine. And he also built a house. He also built a house for the final prophet and messenger. Now this was thousands of years ago, before Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could even come in the dunya. It is stated that Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from among the progeny and the children of the king Tubba. And the Allama Marhani rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. It was as though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went into his own house with the king, built a house for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nevertheless, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now in Madinatul Munawwara. The first thing that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did was got in touch with the Yahud, with the Jews in Madinatul Munawwara. In Bukhari Sharif, there in hadith mentioned, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Baytul Midras. That was the madrasa of the Jews where they used to have lessons of the Torah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to them and told to them, you all know very well that I am the Nabi of Allah, I am the Prophet of Allah, bring Iman on me. There were some Jews that were very sincere, very honest. In fact, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned the hadith is in Bayhaqi. One Jew, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Surah Yusuf. He came close by and is hearing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recitation of Surah Yusuf. He was so inspired. He goes back to the Jews and he tells the Jews, that person that is claiming to be a prophet, I heard him reading something which is very much similar to the Torah. I advise you people to accept Islam. So they came, they met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they heard the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, they looked for other signs in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And when they saw the seal of prophethood, when they saw the mohar of Nubuwwat, the khatam, the seal of prophethood between the shoulders of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they all accepted Islam. That entire area, locality, people, Jews of that area, they accepted Islam. One person who notably accepted Islam among the Jews was Abdullah ibn Salam. He was from a very prominent family among the Jews, and he was a very, very learned, educated person among the Jews. He was respected among the Jews. His father was also respected among the Jews. His name was Husayn, with a sword. Not with a seen, with a sword. And he was from the progeny of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he knew about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the Torah. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam came to Medina to Munawwara, at that time he was on the top of a tree. So when people told that there is a person coming, claiming to be the prophet, he jumped down the tree out of excitement. So his auntie told him, the way you jumped out of excitement, that you wouldn't have been so excited if you would have seen Musa alayhi salam. So he told that why not? When the person that came, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is actually the brother of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam in Nubuwwat and prophethood. Abdullah ibn Salam says that when I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, araftu anna wajhahu laysa biwajhin kazzab. I knew for the fact that this face is not a face of a liar. When I looked at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I knew that this is a true face, that the face of a truthful person. And he says, the first thing I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinah to Munawwara, Ya ayyuhannas at'imu at'am, afshu salam, wasidul arham, wasallu billayl wan nasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bisalam. Abdullah ibn Salam is narrating this hadith of Salam, in which his Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, O people, feed the people. Give the people food. At'imu at'am. Spread salam. Make salam common. Don't only make salam to people you know. Anybody that's a Muslim, make salam to all those people. And maintain family ties. Perform salat at night whilst the people are all asleep. This is an expression of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everybody is sleeping and you are awake making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You do these few things, tadkhulul jannata bi salam, then you will enter into jannat very, very easily and very, very peacefully. Now, Abdullah ibn Salam, he accepted Islam. Then he told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, you know my nation, you know these Jews, that they are two-faced people. If I proclaim my Islam to them, they will turn around against me. Yet, I'm from a prominent tribe and I'm learned and respected among them. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, no problem. The Jews came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam told Abdullah ibn Salam, go inside the house. Hid him in the house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to the Jews, what do you all think about Abdullah ibn Salam? See, he is a great person, learned person, and his father is also a great person and learned person. Great to the amount of respect we have for him and for his father. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Jews, what if Abdullah ibn Salam accept Islam? They told, that can never ever happen. Abdullah ibn Salam accepting Islam, that can never ever happen. Abdullah ibn Salam was hiding there. He came out from beyond the curtain and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. It did not even take the Jews few seconds to turn around and they said, oh, him? No. He is the worst person and his father is also the worst person. Immediately they turned around. Anyway, after this incident, another historical point is the building of Masjid al-Nabawi. Just touching on that point, just as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Quba, the first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was to build a masjid in Medina Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing he did was building a masjid. They identified a piece of land which belonged to two children who were orphans, and that place was used to store dates. The Arabic word comes marbad. It is to store dates in that area. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to pay for it. The land was secured, and it was on that same land Masjid al-Nabawi was built. And before we move on with our zikr program, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they all took part physically, personally in building Masjid al-Nabawi with so much of pride. They knew that this is the house of Allah to be built. It's a place of tawheed. It's a place of zikr. It is a house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the palace of Allah on earth. So the Sahaba, while they were carrying bricks and they were laying the foundation, they were saying these ash'ar and these poems. هَذِي الْحِمَارِ لَا حِمَارَ خَيْبَرُ هَذَا أَبَرُّ رَبَّنَا وَأَطْهَرُ. The meaning of which is, this load that we are carrying, this heavy weight of bricks that we are carrying, it is not the load of the material things of Khaybar. Khaybar that time was a developed area where the Jews used to stay. So this got nothing to do with the dunya. It's all got to do with our qabr and our akhirat. So this load is a beautiful load. هَذَا أَبَرُّ رَبَّنَا أُوَرَبْ. This is an act of virtue, and this is pure. Allahumma innal ajr ajrul akhirah. Oh Allah, the real reward is the reward of the akhirah. Faghfir al ansar wal muhajira. Oh Allah, forgive the muhajirin, forgive the ansar. Respect elder and friends, these are the things that we're supposed to be doing, that working for our qabr, working for our akhirat. That is what Rasulullah SAW taught us. That is what Sahaba did. And that is what has come from generation to generation, right, until we are here. People in the past came, they worked for the qabr and the akhirat. They preserved, they put something forward for themselves in the for the akhirat. Now it's our time. We've got a few moments left in this dunya. We don't know what is our lifespan after this. Whilst we are alive, let us do whatever we can. Contribute to the masjid, contribute to welfare organizations, make our zikr, make our ibadat. This all will help us the moment we close our eyes. We go in the qabr and akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.